Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Lake. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Scheib. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Carl Scheib. And now, play ball. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lake moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield takes first base on ball four. Lake moves to third. Kell moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey takes first base on ball four. Coleman moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield who is chasing the ball. Fain reaches third base with a triple. Coleman scores. McCuskey goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fain scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen takes first base on ball four. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a pop-up towards third. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coleman bunts towards the mound. Trout juggles the ball. That's an error on Trout. Joost moves to second. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey bunts towards first. Vico scoops it up and throws to first, with Lake covering, for the out. Joost moves to third. Coleman moves to second. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain is walked intentionally. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mullen. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0 for 1 in the game. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 1 in the game. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lake reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Tigers, 3, Athletics, 3. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Wakefield hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Nels Potter now pitching. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a line drive into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 2 in the game. Vico strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. White takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White moves to third. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar is hit by the pitch. Chapman moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter takes first base on ball 4. White scores. Chapman moves to third. Rosar moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. Rosar moves to third. Suter moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Campbell pinch runs for Bob Swift. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 2 in the game. Trout hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campbell moves to second. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to third for the out. Trout moves to second. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trout scores. Berry moves to second. It's Tigers, 4, Athletics, 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kell hits a line drive into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Wakefield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry scores. Lake moves to third. It's 5-4, Tigers. Bob Savage now pitching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lake scores. Wakefield moves to second. It's 6-4, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner now catching. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. White is hit by the pitch. Fain moves to second. Art Houdeman now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry misplays the ball. That's an error on Berry. Fain moves to third. White moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-3 in the game. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herman Franks pinch hits for Bob Savage. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Joost is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Harris now pitching. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Lake strikes out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Kell reaches second base with a double. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards second. Suter throws towards first. Fain fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fain. Kell scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coleman strikes out. 1 out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCuskey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops it up and throws to first, with Houdeman covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.